I put down the phone and stared for a long time at the long, smooth white planks of the kitchen floor. Then I went upstairs to sleep on the floor of my son's room. I wanted to be there with him. I admitted to myself that Lawrence had a point. I didn't know what little Bee might do in the night. Sitting with my back against the cold radiator of Charlie's bedroom, with my knees bunched up under a duvet, I tried to remember what I saw in Lawrence. I finished my G&T and winced at the taste of the ersatz lemon. It was a small problem to have, a lack of real lemons. It was almost a comfort. I come from a family whose problems were always small and surmountable. We didn't have extramarital affairs in my family. Mummy and Daddy loved each other very much, or else they had hired failed actors to play the role of affable lovebirds in our family home for 25 years, and then kept those actors on a retainer so that they could be summoned back at the drop of a hat whenever one of their clients' offspring threatened a weekend visit home from university or a Sunday lunch with parents and boyfriend. In my family, we took our holidays in Devon and our partners for life. I wondered how it was that I had broken the mold. I looked over at my son, asleep under his duvet, motionless and pale in his Batman costume. I listened to the sound of his breathing, regular and solid and utterly asleep. I couldn't remember sleeping like that, not since I married Andrew. Within the first month, I'd known he wasn't the right man. After that, it's the growing sense of dissatisfaction that keeps one awake at night, the brain refusing to let go of those alternative lives that might have been. It isn't the strong sleepers who sleep around. But I was a happy child, at least, and my name was Sarah Summers. I still use Summers as my professional name, but personally, it has lost. As a girl, I liked what all girls like: pink plastic bracelets and later silver ones. A few practice boyfriends, and then, in no particular hurry, men. England was made of dawn mists that rose to the horse's shoulder, of cakes cooled on wire trays for the cutting, of soft awakenings. My first real choice was what to take at university. My teachers all said I should study law, so naturally I chose journalism. I met Andrew O'Rourke when we were both working on a London evening paper.